Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Can you state your name?
Audio Israel Constantin.
Okay. So the next voice you will hear is our panel lead, Mr. Michael Johnson. Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your full name for and ABC number for us for the record?
Carlo Israel Constantin, 287-215.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Luis Quiñones. To my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be your hearing lead this morning. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Grady. Okay. So prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you that you were having this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so on that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Sir, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. You want to start out in phase one, Mr. Constantin. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether it's true or false, okay? Okay, the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on December 21st, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated December 31st, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you. So the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to complete the V-Ray RCDM program on December 26, 2018, as verbally directed on December 18, 2018. So is that true or false?
True.
Okay. All right, then. Based on the admission of Mr. Constantini, did I say that? How do you pronounce that last name, sir?
Constante.
Okay. Well, based on the admission of Mr. Constante, I want to believe to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quiñones. Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During this portion of your hearing, sir, we will determine whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir, with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. And then I'm going to go with some information with you in the warrant, sir, to give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board at that time, okay?
All right,
Mr. Grady.
Mr. Constantine, with the initial DOC on December 5th of 2018, and arrested on December 26th of 2018 by parole staff. He has no new charges, was returned back to DOC on December 26th, 2018. He has a CSED of June 6th of 2019 that reflects zero Oscon days. Current conviction, 2015, unlawful use of means of transportation, 4 years. Prior convictions, 2013, theft, 9 months. 2014, aggravated assault, 9 months. He has 3 terms of DOC. His CUIR scores are 5-5. Mental health scores are 3. Substance abuse scores are 3. Gang information, He's a member of the Can't Be Stopped Tagging Crew from Orange County, California. Prior term of supervision, 2014, January, TIS release, absconded for 42 days, arrested on new charges, re-CSED while in custody. 2014, November, TIS release, absconded for 4 days, arrested and re-CSED while in custody. Disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2005, DUI, liquor, drug, vapor combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Community risk score is a G6V6.
All right, thank you, Mr. Gray. Okay, Mr. Constantine, I'm still pronouncing that wrong. It says that when you were released, you were released homeless on December 5th of 2018, that you were directed to establish residence at Church on the Street located at 3210 Northwest Grand Avenue. Then it looks like on December 17th, you were discharged from Church on the Street due to overdosing on opiates. It looks like on December 18th, you were directed to establish residence at Vivre RCBM located at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix. You did establish residence as directed there. Then on December 26th, you were discharged from the Vivre RCBM program. So, sir, why were you discharged from Vivre?
I dropped
Jerry here
in the middle of the night.
You dropped
Jerry? They had me out
because
it pissed in the tub at night, and
it was Kim on Jerry. Okay, and what was it?
Opiates.
So you just doing opiates during that period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says that you referred the intake at TASS. You assigned a VIN of a 7215. You failed the test when your VIN was called on December 21st of 2018. How come you didn't go test on the 21st? Was it that you had already known?
I tested at the Church on the Street. They tested me there. And then I went to my probation office that day, and they moved me to the U-Ray. They moved me to the U-Ray. They found me a new place because I got Gary. So he gave me another chance, and
he got me a place to stay. So were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, it says that you were referred on your program and that you were referred to intake at the task, and you just spoke about you not taking that, and then on December 5th, you were the director to complete the Church on the Street program on December 17th. You failed to complete the program due to discharge for overdosing on opiates. Did you go to a hospital when you overdosed on the opiates, or what happened?
No, they recommended me to go to the hospital. I ended up going back to Church on the Street.
Okay, it looks like on December 18th, you were directed to complete Vivre, and you failed to complete that program. Then you have some sanctions, sir, that on December 18th, you were staffed as senior parole officer Parada. For overdosing on opiates, he referred you to the Vivre program, but you failed to complete that program. Looks like on December 26th, you were staffed for a positive UA or opiates at Vivre. You failed to follow Vivre staff directives in finding drug paraphernalia in your living area. Vivre staff conducted a search of your living area in the bathroom adjacent to the offender's room. Vivre staff found a bag and fall with black residue. Positive for opiates. You were previously overdosed on opiates while at Church on the Street. And you stated that you didn't see a problem with you using heroin. Due to your unwillingness to follow the program rules and staff directives, your previous overdose and stated belief that heroin is not a problem for you to use, determined that you were a danger to yourself and would be returned back to custody. So, sir, is it that you want to be in prison, or you don't want to try to kick the drug habit?
No, not at all. It's just, it was kind of different being a freak for, after being locked down for years, it was kind of different. I wasn't expecting to do it, but...
So, I didn't quite understand why you said that. Can you just kind of explain?
I've been locked down for years, and I got out, and I was just expecting expecting something different.
What were you expecting different?
I don't know, like maybe like a job with some more security, I don't know.
So you think it's okay to do heroin?
No, I don't know.
So what drugs are you doing? Opiates, heroin? What drugs are you using, sir?
Opiates, heroin.
So how long have you been using the drugs? So you've been on it for a long time or what?
Probably since I was 26, but I got locked up for 4 years, so I was sober for 4 years.
So when you were locked up, you didn't do any drugs? You were out on the street when you did the drugs?
Yeah.
So, sir, I see that you'll be released on June 6th of 2019, which is a couple of months, about 4 months from now. Do you think that you just want to kill that time so when you get released, you won't be on any parole or community supervision?
I was trying to get out as soon as I can.
Okay, so when you get out, sir, you're still doing drugs and you're not completing any programs. What would you do if you were out, sir?
Probably get a apartment.
Well, sir, I don't see if the board has any additional questions. It does appear that your PO was trying to work with you and you just continued to use drugs. You're in two separate programs and you continue to use drugs. No one can help you, sir, until you make a decision that you want to help yourself. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I understand.
All right. I don't see if the board has any additional questions. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Constantine, we're going to go upon the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion, sir?
Thank you for having this meeting.
All right, sir. So the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, sir, I'm asking you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place, and then we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision and get back with you. So please just stay on the phone, or I need you to remain silent. The board is now going into discussion. This is a case Mr. Constantine has been, says for the last 4 years in lockdown. He says when he got out, it was a little bit different than what he thought it was, and he continued to use drugs, being opiates that he was testing positive for. He continued to use them. According to the report, he said that he thought it was all right for him to be doing heroin. He does definitely have a drug problem, and apparently, you know, nothing's going to be done about that problem until he makes a decision to really turn that corner and decide to get off drugs. He has been out on community release on two separate times, and each time he absconded during the times that he was actually out. I think it's going to be best for Mr. Constantini to go ahead and complete his time that he has left, which he'll be released on June 6, 2019. When he's released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. Hopefully he'll take advantage of some programmers while he's in custody so that when he gets out, he'll be better prepared to get off drugs and be a productive citizen. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Not hearing any comments coming from the colleagues, then I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Constantini. Find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Quinones. I mean, Ms. Rittenhouse. Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones. Agree, Mr. Neal. Agree, Dr. Wright. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 6th of 2019. So while you're incarcerated, try to get involved in any program if they have no program available for you so that when you are released, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. And hopefully, you'll be better prepared, sir, to get off of drugs and be a productive citizen and not have any negative contact with law enforcement. Sir, I want to thank you for taking the time to appear before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, sir. Please just set the phone down. Don't hang it up, just set it down.
Set it down?
Yes, sir. Okay, then have a CO3 bring in the next person.